I got into the car with a drunk driver. I don't really remember much, but I do remember waking up with the car on its side and just hurting. I mean, I'd hurt my neck, I'd hurt my back. The worst part was my leg was shattered. I really didn't know what to feel. I knew that I'd gotten in the car with the drunk driver. That felt like that was my mistake, but I wasn't the one driving and I wasn't the one that caused the accident, so I really wasn't sure how to feel. I talked to my mom and she ended up recommending just calling the advocates. Even though it was complicated and I felt like maybe I'd made a mistake or I felt guilty, there was zero judgment from them. I felt like they were always on my side and they were always doing what was best for me. Really, it gave me my life back. I was able to stop replaying all the decisions I made and I was able to just move forward and really start rebuilding my life because the advocates really took care of everything.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. If guilt is keeping you from getting help, just call us. We'll represent you and remind you that you deserve justice.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident hemposapien, Vivian McPeak, will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
Welcome to Hemp Present, the weekly radio show where you can get your PhD in THC because you don't just want to burn it, you want to learn it. Seeking to defeat prohibition one interview at a time and advocating for the plant, the whole plant, and nothing but the plant. Join me for a weekly reefer radio rebellion against prohibition as I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. I'm your host, Vivian McPeak. I am the executive director of the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest, in its 25th year, founded hempfest.org. I'm also the author of the book, Protestival, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest from AHA Publishing, also found at hempfest.org. Transmitting from a hempcrete fortified bunker under a ramshackle reefer, Radio Warren, at an undisclosed location deep within the rumbling bowels of underground Seattle, my goal is to spread the green flame of 420 truth in 30-minute increments. Today's guest on Hemp Present is industrial hemp advocate, musician, and artist, Micah Nelson, who will join me in seconds. America has engaged in conflicts overseas because of our dependency on oil. Domestically, the environment is threatened because of fossil fuel production, which is what the Dakota Access Pipeline struggle has been about. Every day, an average of 78 Americans die from an opioid overdose. And the greatest cause of climate change is not from autos or industry, although they are very impactful. It's actually from animal husbandry, or the production of beef and other forms of meat, as more than 150 billion sentient animals are slaughtered every year for the expensive and environmentally costly protein they provide. Toxic synthetic building materials are poisoning chemically sensitive and immune-challenged people every day, causing some children with autism to not even be able to speak because of the homes they live in. So many problems that human civilization is grappling with could be helped or solved by the cannabis hemp plant. Hemp could provide clean, renewable energy through biomass, and hemp can provide affordable, non-toxic, carbon-neutral building materials in the form of hempcrete, fiberboard, can also provide us with sustainable and affordable protein complex that could feed billions of people. Cannabis could almost replace opioid pain relievers that are not only killing pain, but are also killing thousands of people worldwide, producing affordable, safe, non-toxic medicine. Cannabis hemp can be creating jobs, generating taxes, and sustaining, preserving, and restoring our fragile ecosystems. I literally spend the rest of this show talking about the products that could be produced just by hemp or cannabis, and I would not be able to exhaust them all. But instead, I introduce my guest today. Micah Nelson cares deeply about our environment, family farms, sustainable agriculture and energy, and the realization of a socially just 21st century economy for all. Micah employs music, art, and other avenues in his quest to see an end to the prohibition of industrial hemp, which could play a vital role in re-energizing and supporting farmers and others in rural America. I should probably mention that Micah is the son of the international superstar and crossover artist Willie Nelson, but that's not going to be the focus of this show today. Fortunately for you, Micah has joined me in the virtual Hemp Present studio. Welcome, Micah, to Cannabis Radio.
Hi, thanks. Thank you.
My usual first question is, how were you initially introduced to the herb? But considering your lineage, let me reform that question to ask, why were you initially drawn to an interest in domestic hemp production?
Well, growing up, you know, my folks are activists in the hemp and cannabis community. And I guess I've just grown up around the knowledge of, you know, the benefits of the cannabis plant and why it's important to fight for it and how it's been demonized. So it just seemed like a natural next step as, you know, my role in the human progression, I guess, to kind of take it upon myself to continue the fight. And yeah, it's an ongoing battle. So, I mean, you laid it out pretty broadly and beautifully right then and there in your introduction. You said a lot of things that I would have said, so thanks for getting it all out there.
there's more. Have you been surprised? You know, there's just so much attention on intoxicating cannabis right now. I mean, it's never been so on fire, no pun intended. Is it surprising? do you find you know, you're out in the world a lot. You travel a lot. Have you found that a lot of people are educated about hemp, or is it the other way around?
Surprisingly, there, you know, even considering, like you're saying, the amount of attention cannabis has been getting, in particular the marijuana variety, the female plant, because of its multi-billion dollar industry and you know, that it's intoxicating. It's
sexy.
Medicine. It's very sexy. It's like, you know, thought of as this kind of outlaw thing, that's becoming a mainstream thing. You'd think that more people than do now would be aware of the distinction between the male and female cannabis plants. But that's one thing that the National Hemp Association and I, of which I'm a board member recently, aims to help distinguish. We see that hemp is an agricultural crop, not a drug, and it holds a lot of promise for our rural communities. Like you said before, it's food, feed, fiber, fuel, and pharmaceutical. To me, in the face of the corporatocracy that's taken over the economy and how powerful the oil and plastics and the cotton industry lobby are, you know, becoming a hemp farmer or at least educating yourself and fighting for its liberation is just as sexy and as much of an outlaw movement as legalizing marijuana, the intoxicating plant, because it's, to me, it's like, whereas to go back to your previous question, along the sort of legacy of this fight, my father's been a huge advocate for the marijuana plant. And in a lot of ways, just seeing the legalization in all of these new states and this tidal wave of awareness and education and just general acceptance and tolerance of that as a medicine and as a recreational drug and people being educated about its harmlessness, you know, that's a battle my dad's been fighting for the second half of his life. And to see it where it is now, it's like, it's very encouraging. And in a lot of ways he's won. And so the next step for me is to, hemp is making a comeback. You know, there's this window of opportunity kind of riding on the coattails of marijuana because it's gotten so much attention. I think now the goal is to kind of harbor this, the rest of the plant's benefits along with it, you know, the environmental and economic advantages that it provides that, you know, almost to could arguably be more important than marijuana in its scope, you know, of benefits for the entire country in becoming a more independent nation and for the world, you know, and in fighting climate change and to just kind of reharmonize with our planet, you know, heal that relationship that's been so damaged.
Now, you have a petition fundraiser on change.org to allow American farmers to grow industrial hemp. How hard is it? What are you hoping people do? How hard is it for people to do that? It would take about a minute or so to sign and contribute to it, right?
Yeah, that's the least people can do, is just sign the petition. It's to encourage Congress to enable the American Industrial Hemp Farming Act, which would allow our farmers to legally grow hemp and profit from it, which they used to. You know, it used to be a requirement back during World War II for our American farmers to grow the crop because of its many benefits. It was a cash crop, and you know, with the rise of new synthetic materials and the end of the war and all these things, it kind of became lumped into this category with marijuana, this Schedule I drug, you know. And so the goal of this legislation is to remove it, exclude it from that that category. So it's not treated as a drug. It's treated as what it is, just an incredibly beneficial fiber with a multitude of uses that you were perfectly laying out earlier in your introduction. Like you said, we could have a whole show about just a list of things you can make from it. And it would make what I think is already obsolete, the petroleum industry, but even more so. And that's a big threat to these industries. But like, if people like Donald Trump are, for instance, are really concerned about bringing jobs back to America and strengthening the country, he would be wise to consider hemp as a, you know, making that an American industry.
I mean, we have exported all of our manufacturing. We're breaking the backs of our farmers. This is something that America could own. It could be produced right here in America, and it could generate jobs and so much. And I think I want to mention real quick, because we got to go to a break, that the mm-hmm. your change petition, change.org petition, will be printed on Kentucky-grown hemp paper to make certificates for any congressional co-sponsors. And that's been supplied by Growing Warriors, an organization that gives military vets the skills they need to produce high-quality, natural-grown produce for their families and communities. And I commend you for choosing them. My guest is Micah Nelson. We're going to take our first quick pause for the cause, because there's flaws and laws. Hear a word from our sponsors and advertisers, and come right back with Micah Nelson.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Everyone deserves the medicine they need. Aaron's premium CBD essentials and CBD nectar products are made from plant-based organic ingredients, grown and processed in the United States. Our unique formula of coconut oil and coconut water, infused with CBD oil, is ideal for all skin types and provides maximum relief. Aaron's Essentials was formulated by 9/11 first responder and stage 4 cancer survivor Aaron Sieber. As a cannabis connoisseur, Aaron began making and using his own lab-tested medicinal cannabis products to help relieve the side effects of his rigorous cancer treatments. Visit www.canisaurbrands.com for more information on Aaron's Essentials and learn how you can pay it forward. That's CANNAISSEURBRANDS.com.
Cash?
Sorry.
I don't carry around cash, and I don't want to use the ATM and pay surcharges.
You don't need to carry cash. Haven't you heard about PayQuick?
Okay, tell me about PayQuick.
It's the safe and easy way to pay. It works just like your debit card to securely pay for your purchase, and gives you rewards points every time you use it.
Nice.
PayQuick, the safe and easy way to pay. PayQwick.com.
The National Cannabis Industry Association presents the Seed to Sale Show, January 31st and February 1st at the Colorado Convention Center in Denver. Register now at www.seedtosaleshow.com or 888-409-4418. The NCIA Seed to Sale Show, the largest cannabis business event to be held in Denver, will host over 2,000 cannabis professionals and focus on innovations and technology in cultivation, infused products and extraction, and sales strategies. The show will recognize the best in the industry with the Cannovation and Cannatech Awards. Register before January 6th for $100 savings at seedtosaleshow.com. Use the code RADIO15 for an additional 15% off. Plan your experience now for the NCIA Seed to Sale Show, January 31st and February 1st. Seedtosaleshow.com or 888-409-4418.
We don't limit how much you smoke. and we don't limit where you listen. Cannabis Radio is now on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we're back on Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio with Micah Nelson. Micah, hemp is now, industrial hemp, as well as cannabis, is now legal in California. Almost lost in the hoopla surrounding Proposition 64 was the provision that allows for the production of industrial hemp by California farmers, which will be regulated by the state's Department of Food and Agriculture. How excited are you about that? And do you know, are there any other states that have gone as far as legalizing hemp?
It's very exciting. I know that Kentucky actually was one of the first that has started legalizing hemp production. And a brand that I think we should all support is Patagonia. They sponsored a great film that the NHA member, co-founder Michael Bowman, he helped produce. And it's the story of a farmer in Kentucky who started growing hemp, and it's become, you know, such a community strengthening crop, and just it saved his livelihood. And they ended up growing and then processing fibers to sew together an American flag out of hemp that they then brought to Washington, D.C. and flew in front of the Lincoln Memorial. And it's a great film, but it's a Patagonia sponsored film, and Patagonia is a big supporter in American hemp production, so I encourage people to support them.
I'm drinking a hemp, a yerba mate latte right now with hemp milk in it, which is just nice. One example of all the great things. You performed on a guitar made mostly of hemp materials. I'm assuming the strings were not made of hemp at Farm Aid in Virginia this year. Tell us about your passion for America's farmers, which just might be in your inherited DNA.
Well, farmers are the spine of the country, of any country, really. The people that are growing our food need all the help they can get, especially in the face of, you know, chemical companies taking over big agriculture and burying family farmers any chance they can. Yeah, it's incredibly important. And the hemp plant,
I mean, they're getting killed financially right now.
Yeah, and I mean, they have been for decades now, and that's what Farm Aid has been about. My dad and Neil Young and I think it was Bob Dylan's idea, actually, about 30 years ago, a little over 30 years ago. He and Neil got together and said, we need to do a fundraiser for the family farmers because they're dying, and that's not very sustainable. So here we are over 30 years later, still doing Farm Aid.
Fighting the struggle.
It's a great show. It's a great time. It's become really this beautiful convention of family farmers, organic farmers, and it travels all around the country. And the music brings people together, and you know, people get to learn all these different ways to grow their own food. And, you know, there's like this whole workshop area and sustainable village area where, you know, it's not just about going to see a concert that makes money for a cause and then you go home and you know, you wake up and you kind of continue the same cycle. It's like you get to meet farmers. You get to meet your local farmers, get to know them, get to buy their products, get to learn how they do what they do and how they've been able to stay resilient. And so then you can take that knowledge and apply it to your own life. And it, you know, it takes every one of us to make a real change. So it's a great thing, ultimately, but it sucks that we still have to hold a benefit fundraiser every year just to keep our, you know, family farmers alive, keep the spinal cord of the entire country from getting completely buried. And, you know, these massive chemical corporations are the big obstacle, and they, you know, they're fighting tooth and nail to keep their power. But I think it's
just say no to Monsanto.
Yeah. say no to Monsanto. You know, regardless of what you think about GMOs as a science, the fact is Monsanto is a chemical corporation. They specialize in making poisonous chemicals. They have since the 70s. They made Agent Orange in Vietnam, which still causes birth defects to this day. That's their bread and butter, is making poison that kills people. And now they're deciding they want to take over our food supply. And it'd be one thing if their claim that they wanted to, you know, feed the whole world and everything with their GMOs, and that, you know, they're like this saintly corporation, was true. But it's if you actually research what they do, they're mostly growing soy and corn, things that they just end up making, you know, synthetic hodgepodges of things into, you know, frankenfoods that are just derived from soy and corn. But their genetically modified seeds are genetically modified to withstand more of their chemicals.
Yeah.
They have this chemical called Roundup, which is a pesticide, and it's been proven to be a carcinogen, and it's poisoned the communities around their monocultural farms, their factory farms. It's a toxic chemical because that's what they do. And so this is basically a scam for them to profit off of selling their chemicals. It's not a feed the world campaign. It's a let's make more money and many people will get sick and die, and, you know, will pose as this brand that's trying to, like, you know, create more of a yield with our crops and claim that our GMOs are producing more food to feed the world, when that's not the drive, that's not the agenda of what they're doing with GMOs.
And it's believed that these chemicals and this monocultural farming may be killing our bee population and our butterfly populations, yeah. Which is very alarming. You know, Micah, I also play a little guitar. It's about 3 inches long. I'm a picker and a grinner, but I'm only got the grinning part down. But seriously, the hemp git fiddle you played, the hemp git fiddle that you played at Farm Aid, was given to you by the Iowa Hemp Association on behalf of the National Hemp Association. And you just mentioned you've joined their board of directors. I only have about 3 minutes till the next break. But what does the NHA, the National Hemp Association, do?
Well, I first want to mention that the guitar itself was made by a brand called Canadian Hemp Guitars. And it's not just like a novelty guitar. I thought maybe it was when I first got it. But then I plugged it in and I started playing it, and it sounds great. It's a, you know, it's a testament of just one of the many products that we can use hemp as a new alternative to, that isn't sacrificing or compromising quality. It's just a win-win situation. It's a beautiful guitar, and I recommend any serious musician to try one out. But yeah, the NHA, as I said before, it's an organization that's fighting to ultimately legalize hemp and educate people, you know, focus on ending federal prohibition through the Industrial Hemp Farming Act, but also to educate and engage consumers, American consumers, so they understand the value of the product. So it's an activist, an active educational organization that's working every angle it can to liberate the plant, you know. And I think educating people is a big step in that. A lot goes on behind the scenes in behind closed doors in Washington, and it's like, whereas a lot of the people of the NHA are working in that world on pen and paper and legislation, and, you know, getting films like this Patagonia film made. my role is more in the cultural realm of, you know, expressing all these ideas through art and music, or using whatever voice I have, attention I have, to kind of shine light on this issue that I feel passionate about. And I think it's very important.
My guest is Micah Nelson. We're going to take our second pause, hear a couple words from our sponsors and advertisers, come back with our final segment with Micah Nelson.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Mindful of sustainable practices and limiting their environmental footprint, Sansal Hemp is always grown outdoors, as nature intended. By starting with uniform genetic profiles, Sansal ensures the plant will maintain its optimal performance and yield consistently throughout its life cycle. It is through innovative processes that Sansal is able to achieve pure whole hemp extracts and meet industry requirements and the level of quality desired by many of their customers. Healthy plants, healthy people. SansalCBD.com. Improve your lifestyle naturally.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Legal to listen to all over the world. We're just not sure about France. CannabisRadio.com.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we are back on Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio for the final segment with Micah Nelson. Micah, you founded the band Insects vs. Robots. What are you all about, and how can folks check out your music?
I didn't found the band. I joined the band after they'd been around for a few months already. Back in 2008. But since then, that was almost 9 years ago. We've put out a bunch of records. We just put out our new record. It's called They'll Kill Ya. And you can get that anywhere online or at our shows. Our next show is in Ojai, California at the Deer Lodge on December 10th. Right now we're shooting a music video for the title track, They'll Kill Ya. We're mostly based in Venice, California. And this record, I think, is the best one we've done. It's kind of like a, to me, it's like a response to the extremely apocalyptic environment that my generation has grown up in. You know, the world always seems to be ending. So we painted a portrait of that through this lens of a science fiction fairy tale, prog rock, freak folk kind of sound. It's very much like a film, the whole album. I'm a fan of albums myself. I know it's become very much of like a singles kind of market or whatever they say, but an album is like a film to me, and to only hear one song off of an album is kind of like watching just like a clip from a film and saying that you've heard the whole film or you've seen the whole movie when you're missing a whole scope of what the full narrative and the body of work can express. And so this is very much an album.
I almost feel like we need to explain to some of our younger audience what an album is. Micah, our time's up. I could talk to you all day, man. thank you so much for being on Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. I hope you'll consider coming to Seattle Hemp Fest sometime. It sure be great to have you there.
Yeah.
Please impart our love and appreciation to your advocate father. He is a giant.
Absolutely.
Hempy trails to you, my brother.
Back at you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Cheers, man.
Now I want to get to a weekly feature, Hemp Present on CannabisRadio.com, and that's the quote of the week, and here it is. You have noticed that everything an Indian does is in a circle, and that is because the power of the world always works in circles, and everything tries to be round. The sky is round, and I have heard that the entire earth is round like a ball, and so are all the stars. The wind in its greatest power whirls. Birds make their nest in circles, for theirs is the same religion as ours. Even the seasons form a great circle in their changing, and always come back again to where they were. The life of a man is a circle from childhood to childhood, and so it is in everything where power moves. That's Crowfoot, Blackfoot warrior and orator. That concludes this installment of Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. I want to thank Brasco, my man in the control room, and all the Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers. Join me next week for some more reefer repartee and cannabis confabulation with some special Hempo Sapien on a journey to justice. Because when it comes to prohibition, you have the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice, so find yours and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Until then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, and toke it easy. And don't forget to email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. The Hemp Present theme song, Take Back the Plant, is performed by Sticker Bush and sung by a much younger version of myself. You can hear the song in its entirety by placing Take Back the Plant and Sticker Bush in your search engine. Turn up the music, maestro. I'm out.
Marijuana! THC! Sweet sativa, Dicker Queen, Centimia, Delta 9, smoke the ganja.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
So I was on my motorcycle heading home, is going through this intersection, and this car just turns left in front of me. They said they didn't see me, obviously, and I hit him broadside, flew over the car and landed, broke my arm, busted my shoulder. It wasn't good. Luckily I had my helmet on, but I was mad. So a buddy told me to call the advocates. But you know, I've always been skeptical of lawyers, right? But I called them. They were cool. They listened to me, and they were on my side for sure. They took care of everything. They're a good group of people. They helped me get what I deserved. They worked with the insurance companies. They got everything paid for. They fight for you, and they're going to go for the win.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. I totally get that bikers are independent, but when someone else causes a crash, you need a team as tough as you. Give us a call.